Blog Talk Radio.
My business, Angel Healing House, which can be found at angelhealinghouse.com. I'm a writer and an author and an international radio host, a licensed Reiki master teacher, and an angel practitioner. My inspirational book, called Angels of Faith, is about my two near-death experiences, and it contains the fact, well, as far as I'm concerned, that we do not die, and that we are divine and eternal. Now, through Angel Healing House, I help people to let go of sadness, anger, bitterness, resentment, and regret that has kept them locked in the prison of the past and kept them merely reacting to life. I help them to let go of worry, stress, and control, which has kept them focused on an imagined future, on things that haven't happened and probably won't happen. And once they are no longer living in the past or the future, they can start to truly live in the only moment that is available to live in, which is the nanosecond of the now. It's only in the present moment where synchronicities, miracles, and beautiful magic can occur. Now, as an angel practitioner, I help people to rise above their lives and see it from a higher perspective, to clearly see the negative patterns and destructive habits that have caused them to sabotage and limit their beautiful lives. I do this with the help of a very large, extraordinary group of angels who are called the Posse. The Posse of Angels have a funny sense of humor. They're extremely loving and compassionate. They give very down-to-earth, practical advice that people can very easily translate to create bliss, joy, balance, and peace in their lives. And like the Posse of Angels, I'm very excited to take some of your calls for free angel advice. So if you'd like to call in for that free angel guidance and advice, please call the show on 646-716-6794. Again, that call-in number is 646-716-6794. But before we go and take some of those phone callers, I'd like to say once again, hello, listeners, and again, welcome to Angel Healing House Radio. Thank you for listening in. You know, some of you may be listening in on your computers, some by phone, and perhaps you're listening to the archive show on the Blog Talk Radio site. Maybe you've downloaded the show for free from iTunes. Now, there is just a reminder Each month, myself and my angelic family, we, the Posse of Angels, send out a channeled monthly angel newsletter that takes a look at the world from a higher perspective. This newsletter brings forth an angelic message on a particular topic that will give us great insight on how to live with clarity and joy and passion. If you'd like to receive these inspirational and enlightening monthly angel newsletters, please send me your request along with your email address to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at Angel, A-N-G-E-L, Healing, H-E-A-L-I-N-G, House, H-O-U-S-E, .com, and Angel Healing House is all one word. And while these messages are a general overview of everyone's lives, if you would like your own individual, in-depth, revealing, channeled angel reading with myself and the Posse of Angels, either phone me after the show at Angel Healing House on 831-277-3716. Again, that number for Claire Candy Hoff, myself, and Angel Healing House is 831-277-3716. But please call me after the show. Or, of course, you can email me at candy@angelhealinghouse.com. For the Posse of Angels and I look forward to helping you receive the clarity and individual sights for your life. Now, I see that we have several callers holding on the line, the first one being 720, the next one 646. As my regular listeners do know, I like to take about 20 minutes or so to talk about the topic of the day. The Posse of Angels and I really do want to take those phone calls, so please do hold on. And today's topic is called Letting Go of Expectations and Comparison, and it came about as a result of hearing several weeks ago about the transition of the actor James Gandolfini from a heart attack. You know, listeners, I like to use the words transition or crossing over when a person passes, as I know from my near-death experience that, quite frankly, there is no death. In the many articles that have reported on his passing, the word untimely was used quite a lot. And firstly, the Posse of Angels wants to remind us that nobody, and they do mean unequivocally, nobody's death is untimely or a surprise on the soul level, as we all wrote into the contract of our life when we're going to exit this human incarnation. Now, I'm not one to get caught up in the lives of stars or celebrities, but for some reason, I felt a huge pang in my heart when I heard about James Gandolfini's crossing over. And I found myself thinking, oh, what a shame. He was such a great actor. Now, for those who are not familiar with his work, he was absolutely brilliant in films like True Romance, The Mexican, and the TV series, of course, The Sopranos, just to name a few things. What I think is really interesting is that he played quite a lot of violent roles, which seemed like he was playing the exact opposite of his own character, because those that knew him personally said that he was such a sweet, generous, open-hearted, loving kind of guy, and many of the characters which he played were the absolute antithesis of this. Now, going back to when I initially heard of his crossing over, I thought, oh, isn't it a shame that he died so young? And how many other great future roles were not realized because of his transition? It was at this point that the Posse of Angels chimed in and said, none. There were no other roles. It was my expectation that if he would have lived, that it would have been many more significant roles that he would have played. Yet this was not the case. Each and every one of us comes into this human incarnation with a complete toolkit to build, to navigate, to form our lives perfectly. And while it may appear that some people have more things in their toolkit, like resources, more connections, more money, more time, etc., we each have exactly what our individual soul needs to create and to fashion a beautiful life. And creating a beautiful life, listeners, has nothing to do with the amount of time that we contract that we are on the earth plane in this human form. In addition, because we have free will and free choice and are co-creators with God's source, it is we who get to determine what we are going to create. And when I was feeling sad that James Gandolfini would not get to play other amazing roles, I decided to tune in to see if he had any regrets on leaving the earth plane when he did. And you know what? When I tuned in, I was very surprised with the response. Now, the Posse of Angels told me that when the majority of souls cross over from human flesh to spirit and they review their lives, very few of them have regrets for their unrealized expectations and things that they did not achieve. Okay, they went on to explain that since we are infinite beings with limitless possibilities to create, if we did start having regrets for the things that we did not achieve, we would be eternally sad, and that is sad to think about, going throughout all eternity being sad. In fact, the Posse of Angels were quick to add that the number one thing that souls regretted the most when they crossed over was not whether they achieved something, but whether they tried or not. Now, I'm going to read that again because that is so monumental. The Posse of Angels were quick to add that the number one thing that souls regretted the most when they crossed over was not whether they achieved anything or something, but whether they tried to achieve it. This is an enormous difference, because just for the mere fact that we have tried to do or create something is a much different energy than the actual achievement of the goal. You know, I've read several articles on people who have achieved fame and success, and they've often said that looking back after they achieved their goal or success, they realized that the best part was not so much the success of their dream, but it was their journey to that dream and what happened along the way that mattered the most. They looked back with great pride at their tenacity, their endurance, their struggle, the challenges they overcame, and that they held belief in themselves when they had no money, when they had no connections, they had no prospects, they had no resources, and they only had to rely on their faith and trust in themselves and God. You know, the Posse of Angels went on to say that when the majority of souls, having finished living a human incarnation, when we stand before the Etheric Council in the Hall of Akashic Records to review and discuss our contracts in our book of life, most souls state that the number one thing that stopped them from creating and trying more in their life was mainly their unfounded expectations. Expectations that they would not succeed. So why the heck bother trying? Expectations that other people would not like what they were trying to do. So why bother at all? Expectations that if they would not be able to reach the same level of expertise as others, so what's the point of doing it in the first place? In addition, what stops us from trying is that we somehow put all of this aside and fervently try to achieve a dream, and our expectation of the how and the when we think it needs to be fulfilled is so vastly different as to the how and the when God and the angels co-create for it to happen that we deem the whole exercise as a failure. As in the examples above, our initial expectations of life has so often to do with us comparing ourselves with others that we actually stop ourselves from trying something because of the fear of not living up to those comparisons. You know, listeners, today is my 82nd Angel Healing House weekly radio show. And when I felt the push in my heart to step forward and begin to host this weekly program a year and a half ago, I never once thought to listen to other people's radio programs to see how they were hosting their own shows as to whether I would be doing it in the right way or the wrong way. I knew that this overwhelming urge deep inside of me was God speaking directly to my heart and saying, okay, Claire Candy, now is the time for you to step forward and host your own radio program, because this is divinely ordered. There's no need to worry. All you need to do is show up every week, and the rest will be given to you. Now, is this faith in action and with no expectations? You bet. And in addition to this, God said, you will be on your own and not have guests. And every week, you will be provided with the information needed to share on air. Oh my gosh. And every week for the past year and a half, I have shown up, not compared myself to others, and the posse of angels and God have provided for me and helped me to fly. It's in this area of comparing ourselves to others that the posse of angels wishes to speak about next. After the tumultuous first year, half of this year, 2013, and the many struggles that we faced as we were given the not-so-subtle nudges to end dishonoring relationships, dishonoring careers, situations in our lives, the dust has seemed to settle for many as we're very happy to say goodbye to the first part of 2013, and we now turn our cautiously optimistic attention to new beginnings happening in the second half of 2013. And although we all are given the same opportunities for spiritual advancement, it is what we do with those possibilities that has created a very different landscape for people. You know, there seems to be those people whose lives are magically slipping into place with just the right opportunities and connections effortlessly showing up. And then there are other people who are experiencing their lives tumbling down all around them. But there is actually a third category, with those who are somewhere between having risen above the dust and the rubble of things breaking down in their lives, and those who are now waiting for the signs and synchronicities to show them how to step forward. Well, the posse of angels is saying that whichever group that you're finding yourselves in, it's imperative that each of us does not compare ourselves and judge where we are by any set of standards except our own. Each of us is playing such an important role and an integral part in the creation of our beautiful planet that we need to remain attentive and dedicated to our journey and not anyone else's. Before we go on with discussing expectations and comparisons, let's go to the phone lines. 720, thank you for waiting such a long time. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello.
Hello, how are you today?
I'm very well. Who am I speaking with?
This is Ibatar,
Did you say David?
No, I said Ibatar.
Ibatar. Ibatar, nice of you to call in. And how is Colorado?
Oh, it's beautiful here today. It's not too hot. It's not raining. It's a perfect day today.
Lovely, lovely. And so what is your question or addition to the discussion today on expectations and comparisons?
Well, I got goosebumps when you were talking about your show and how it evolved and how it started and how it evolved. And I could also relate to what you were saying about the divine timing, because I have been wanting to move. It's been about a year now, and I'm out looking for places right now, and this is something I've really, really been wanting. And in the back of my mind, that's the song that keeps singing, this divine timing. So that's what my question is about.
It's about whether you should move, or did you want to be more specific on timing? I know they're not very good on timing, because the two things that the angels know nothing about, although they're very intelligent, they don't know anything about time, and they don't know anything about money, because they know that that abundance is our nature. Money is not our nature. So, they get a little bit confused over the time and the money thing. But
I know I should do it, and I know I'm going to do it. I just don't know how it's going to manifest itself. That's all.
Okay. The first thing, while I'm shuffling the cards, Ibitar, is they said the more that you can let go of the how and the when this is going to happen, the more you will open up limitless and infinite possibilities for it to come in.
Okay.
We're given certain things as children of God when we incarnate as souls and spirits having a human incarnation. We've got enough on our plate to, I'm just getting shocked, we have enough on our plate to worry about. But most people take on the mantle of that, working out the how and the when of God, of the universe giving to us.
Yes.
And that's actually not in our providence. We think to ourselves, oh, how am I going to find the money to move? And the universe is saying to ourselves, you are an infinite, limitless being. And therefore, once you open yourself up to be that that infinite, limitless being, then you can align yourself with the universe giving to you in infinite ways. For instance, when a person drops the idea of how are they going to come up with the money to move, maybe a distant relative will call up and say, your aunt such and such crossed over, and she just left her house you in her will. It could be a matter of you hearing about this extraordinary foreclosure on this house that a friend of a friend finds out about, the amount of ease and grace that we have in life is a direct reflection of how much we allow for the infinite possibilities of magic, synchronicities, and miracles to occur in our life. So I do get a really good feeling about you moving. Have you seen any signs? Is it moving within Colorado, or is it moving out of? Oh,
in Colorado. Yes.
Okay. So okay. Have you been given any definite signs now? Okay. They're saying that they're very close-minded. They're saying that they haven't shown you any signs yet because it's not the right timing.
Okay.
So it's not the right timing. They're actually saying that this place that you're going to be moving to, they're getting it ready for you. It's not quite ready yet.
Oh, how nice.
Because they want you to remember this. That which is yours, Ibitar, is always yours.
Oh, that's so wonderful to hear.
Okay.
That's just
wonderful. You cannot miss out on an opportunity. There is no way that you can miss out on an opportunity, because this house is divinely meant to be yours. So the more, instead of worrying about moving and about this happening, I want you to write out a little decree that you're going to say every day to God. And you're going to say, thank you for my extraordinary new home. Thank you for this home that is surrounded by light, and it's surrounded by like-minded people. It's in a, you know, it's in an area that is brimming over with love and positive energy. And then when you sit and you visualize this home, visualize what you would love for this home to manifest as. I mean, I've done this several times since the 5 years that my husband and I have been in the States. We moved 3 times. The first time we moved from Australia, I asked the Posse of Angels to give me some indication where we would be moving, and they said to be moving to a pink Victorian home in Pacific Grove, California. That was pretty specific. But then the other time, and that actually manifested, and there were only 2 pink Victorian homes in Pacific Grove. One was owned, and the other one was the only other one that was rented out, and it was a 1910 pink Victorian home overlooking the ocean. It was absolutely beautiful. But the other times I said, thank you for my extraordinary, beautiful new home in the area that I was going to. And I said, for my healing room, I want a bay window. I want it at the front of the house, so that the clients can easily access it. You know, they don't have to walk through laundry rooms like that. And in each case, what manifested was exactly what I put into that decree. So they want you to put more of your energy into those things that you would love to have manifest in your new home, and really visualize it, feel it, believe it, and then let go of the worry of how this is going to happen.
Okay. That's exactly what I'm going to do.
Okay, let me just go to the cards here, pull some cards, and see what other messages come out for you. Oh, I just feel so good around this move. Okay, let's have a look. okay. The first card, I don't know if you do tarot or not, but the first card is the Emperor card. And the Emperor card is, in this instance, it's about you stepping into your infiniteness, your regality, or they're saying, you know, the Emperor doesn't worry. The Emperor doesn't stress or control. The Emperor knows that the power comes from within himself. And whatever he has inside of him and he believes in, he knows that it will manifest on the earth plane. So this is for you to take more time to go within. This is confirmation of that. And the next part is the Four of Swords. The next card is the Four of Swords. And the Four of Swords is saying, relax, meditate, think, dream. Dream is a huge one, okay, out of all of those words I just used, dream. And they're saying, Ivatar, dream big, because if you're going to dream, and all we are is pure intention as spirit having a human experience, then we might as well dream big. And the next one that's coming out for you is the Eight of Cups. And the Eight of Cups is you walking away from where you're, it shows. It shows you walking away from where you're living now, and you're walking to, and the eight is the number of abundance, money, wealth, opening up that richness inside of you, plus riches that could also be financial wealth and that kind of thing, but it's certainly a richness you feel inside of you as you walk to this new place. So I hope that's been helpful for you.
Thank you so much.
You're so very welcome. I'd love to know where your journey takes you. You can always send me an email to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com.
Oh, bless you. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have an absolutely beautiful day. Take care. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ivatar. That was a great call, and that's a very good message to all of us. To dream, and if we're going to dream, we might as well dream big, because with all that we've been through, many of us have become experts in the area of manifestation. And be careful what you wish for, because I can tell you that you'll probably get it one way or another. So you might as well really hone in and dream for exactly what you do want and put your focus on that. Let's go to our next caller, 111. You're on the line with Angel Healing House. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Yes, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. What's your name?
Oh, Kenny. Come on.
I'm sorry, you're breaking up a little bit. Is this Juan?
Yeah, this is Juan.
Oh, Juan, hi.
Juan, do you remember me?
Of course I remember you. There was static on the phone. How have you been?
Oh, great. I'm glad I got through to you. Synchronicity right now has been such immense for me. I randomly found your post on Facebook, and I've been thinking about a lot in these past few days because I've been wanting to reconnect with you. My mother's right now facing her last moments, and she's transitioning into non-physical, and it's been a really emotional roller coaster that I guess I've been thinking about, you know, about everything, and I guess I was seeking you just for clarity, and I don't have any questions, but I feel a part of me is at peace with how everything is happening. But I'm at the hospital right now, and I was meaning just to write you a nice little short Facebook too, so I could maybe meet up with you and just have coffee and hang out. Questions other than I just wanted to, I don't know, just talk to someone from a higher perspective, a friend who understands my spiritual points of view on the laws of the universe, because I don't have many of those.
I
needed some
kind
of kind words from you, I guess.
I love you so much. Thank you so much. I would absolutely adore to get together with you again. And I'm going to reach out and to say, if you would like me to come to the hospital and to be with your mom or help hold the light in these last moments of her, in these last days for her, I would avail myself to do that. You're such a beautiful light for the planet. So if that is something, you don't have to answer right now, but I would be very much open to doing that.
Thank you. I wanted to write you since last night, and it's funny that I saw your post on Facebook, and I don't get good reception and upstairs where I'm at, so I came outside by the trees, and I was hoping to get through, and I did, and I think it's even better than the Facebook message that I was able to talk to you on your live radio shows, because I have tuned in before, and I never thought I would call, just because, you know, I just like to listen and get what I need from it and go on with my day. But I really needed some kind of work, and I was thinking about the posse of angels, and I'm just constantly feeling love and presence from my non-physical family, and I'm starting to seek answers within and from without, and I just feel really blessed. And we have peace with how everything happened. It's so bittersweet, but it's so perfect at the same time, because I'm constantly looking for the benefits from that I'm receiving from the universe in terms of synchronicity and alignment. And I feel like once, like, I'm looking for those aspects, I'm getting those back, you know, as opposed to just my pain has, you know, of course, I've released a lot of emotional distress over the situation, because it's a shock, and she was diagnosed with cancer, and everything really, like, unravished really fast. But it's been a release at the same time to know, you know, how much my family came together, how many friends have been here and supported from across the seas, and how much prayers you've been getting. I just, you know, I guess I wanted just to, you know, say hi and I do feel, again, validation that, you know, I'm not alone and that I have angels. I mean, I've been getting chills like crazy, like just all throughout the day. And I'm starting to feel like my inner wisdom is telling me that those are reminders that everything's going to be okay and that it's okay and it's a process and that I'm not alone, my mother's not alone. And yeah, I wanted to share that, I guess.
Well, absolutely. And where she is headed is the most unbelievable dimension that even those of us that, remember what that is beyond the veil, we are limited by our English or our language, our words. It doesn't matter what other languages it is in, but we can't possibly describe what that feels like to be in spirit. And she's not only going to be okay, she's going to be more than okay. Her body is going to transition to complete health, brimming over with health. And not only that, she will divine back to an earlier age when she was of her most vibrancy. You know, that's why most people across the veil choose to look like they were in their 20s or early 30s, or because that's when they were their most vibrant and healthy and physically. So besides the physical, she's going to understand a great many things once she goes through her life review and once she stands the Etheric Council and goes over her contract in the book of, and her book of life to see the lessons, why she drew certain situations to herself, and where her choices led her to. And then that's just the beginning for your mom, because we all have purpose on the other side of the veil. No one has to work. No one has to work. But they certainly...
Okay, Bill.
No. And they get to do what they love. They get to do what they absolutely enjoy and love doing. So, you know, whether that's the creative arts or whether that's, you know, their ego is all dropped and it's, they're not doing it to compare themselves or for money or for anything. But she will then go on to learn her spiritual lessons, and perhaps she'll be a guide for somebody, you know. Perhaps she'll go on to be a spiritual teacher.
I told her, you know, one of the things I totally meant gratitude and a sense of relief over was that I was able to tell her, you know, give her in her last conscious, like, well, she's still conscious, she's just sedated, and we're letting her go in peace now. I was just able to tell her while she was so much pain and my family were hovered over her bed, you know, my brother was like, Mom, I'll see you one day, you know, it's okay, go now, I'll be with you one day, okay? And I intervened and I said, Mom, no, I'm going to see you every day, like, I'll see you every day, like, I'll hear you rock music that you love so much, like, I'll be with you, like, when I see the trees, like, I was telling her this, and I felt like, vibrationally, like, if she listened to all of that, she was tuning into my love for her, and I was telling her, like, no, I know you'll be with me. I'll look for you everywhere I go every day, Mom. I'll be with you. Be with me. You'll be there with me, you know. When I get inspiration from a scenery, or I know that you brought me there to just get a relief or an enjoyment from that moment. And I told her, thank you, Mom. And I'm not scared. I don't want you to be scared either, because you're going to feel absolute beauty and just complete bliss and ecstasy. And it's going to be all over soon. And I just... giving her words of upliftment as I possibly can, because I know, compared to my family, like, my sense, my belief system of spirituality is in a different place, and it's okay, because, you know, I'm just be the strong one, although I'm the youngest. I just really felt at peace, because I really felt my mother heard every word I said, like, I know she did, and I knew what I meant, like, and I was so adamant of knowing that, you know, it's not going to be one day. not going to just, you know, have to wait years until I could reconnect with my mother. I'm going to literally could do it through a meditation or through a prayer, and I could call forth on her energy. I know that will lead me to my next creation, whether it be whatever I want to manifest. I know she could lead me to that forefront of knowing that I'm going to be there to do whatever it is I want to do with my life. It's just helped me to focus much stronger, and I just thanked her. I just completely thanked her, and I just needed to share that with someone who understood the spiritual side of things, and I'm so blessed.
Well, on that was said so beautifully, because when you said, you know, that one day you would be connecting with her, you know, meaning that, you know, you would cross from spirit, from human form to spirit in order to connect with her. But the thing is that we are able, because we are all one, we are able to connect with those that have crossed over the veil immediately. I mean, you know, she is going to be, I can tell you right now that your mother is going to be one of the most important, the guardian. She's going to be like the guardian at your gate. We all have angels around us. And there is one angel that has a very particular position. And for me, it's my grandmother, Sarah. I mean, she is the guardian at my gate. And nobody, I can tell you, she's got the fierceness of a lion and the determination. She will keep people away from me, and she will fight people for the death for me. And I feel like this is your mother. She, when she crosses over, her position is going to be the guardian at your gate. She's going to be not only a very important member of your own posse of angels, but she's going to be fundamental in your spiritual growth on this planet. And with your ability to be able to connect with her through the songs, through the the beauties of nature, through those signs.
Meditation.
There is also certain signs that she will be sending you that is just specific and very special to you, that you'll be able to pick her up with greater clarity. I had a client of mine who crossed over when I was in Australia, and he was an ex-rebel, you know, Hell's Angels, you know, leather clad and tattoos all over himself. Anyway, when he crossed over, right before he crossed over, he said, Candy, he said, two things are important to me. He had huge eagles tattooed all over his chest. He had a Native American background, and he said, whenever you see eagles, know that I'll be around, and also whenever you hear the sound of a motorcycle. And boy, do I hear them all the time. I mean, it's just, and this one particular gentleman comes to mind, and his extraordinary shamanic wisdom, and he is very much a part of that group of angels that I carry around with me. So your mom is going to be a great adjunct to your spiritual development. And you'll be able to connect with her in every second.
I was just happy that I was able to, I guess, in my physical shoes, be able to express that into her physical, like, shoes, and knowing that she's making that into non-physical, and just wanting her to understand that, and knowing that she's soon going to rapidly understand that in the highest. It makes me relieved that they have different belief system than I, from my brother saying I'll see you one day, and for me telling her I'll see you every day, I knew she felt the love that we have for her on different levels, and it's true, like it is true. I absolutely believe what you say. Like I'm going to see her. And she's going to be, even her presence is going to be felt whenever I need it and whenever I least expect it, because it's just, that's just worth, you know, when I'll be more calm, she'll appear to me, and when I need to seek her, like, you know, I could find her, you know, and I'm just relieved that I had her. And I've been feeling chills, and I know it's her mother, that it's my grandmother, whom I never met. I just feel like so much presence and energy in the room. And it's just been really amazing. It's been amazing. My family's been going through a lot, but it's been unreal.
Your family is going to benefit so much by your spiritual wisdom. It's just so wonderful. The vision that they're showing me is that you're holding this golden light around you now, and this light of enlightenment, and it doesn't even matter what you say. It's in the very energies of this conscious awareness of yours that you're going to be shedding this light on your family, and they are going to take this within themselves, and they're going to be wearing this, and it's going to make them feel so much better, and to be able to accept this and see it from a higher point of view. So it's just this vision of you holding this beautiful golden light and casting it over your family is just so lovely, Juan.
Thank you, Candy. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
I needed to hear that.
You're very welcome. And after the show, I'll give you a call, and we'll set a time when we can share a tea and coffee and some hugs and just be together.
Okay, I'll love that. I'll draw my number again in case you don't have on the message on Facebook.
Yeah.
For you.
Thank you so much, Juan. I so look forward to seeing you again. God bless you, and God bless your
family.
Thank families.
You. I feel much better.
Thanks
I have
so
a big smile
love.
On my face. All right. Have
I'm
a great
so
day.
I'm so glad, sweetheart. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
You know, listeners, you never know where your words are going to go out and how they're going to affect people in your life. And the more that we can do our best and not get so caught up in the how and the when. It has an amazing effect sometimes on how it comes back to us. Let's go to our next caller, Kate Spray, 53. Hello, you're on Angel Healing House.
Hi, how are you today?
I am well, Kate. How are you?
Pretty good.
What's happening in Kate's life?
Back problems, but I think they're telling me to slow down. But I was wondering if I could get a message from them.
Okay, back problems. My husband had excruciating back problems until he learned to support himself, until he learned to stop worrying, until he learned to see life as always giving to him, and to stop pushing the river and trying to figure out the how and the when of life.
Oh, that's me.
Is it lower or upper back? I'm not laughing at you, but is it lower or upper back?
No, I'm laughing because me lower.
It's a lower back. Okay. Yeah, it's that part there is because you're not support that you're giving to yourself, that the spiritual support that I am a child of God. Okay, number one, I wouldn't be here in human form if I wasn't abundant, and much of that problem is around money.
Yeah.
It's around money. It's about mm-hmm. your lack of money.
Mm-hmm.
But abundance is your nature. And the more that you see, you keep feeding it. You keep feeding it by saying, I don't have enough money. And then the universe hears, you're in lack. Okay, we bring you exactly what you focus on, so we will bring you more lack. And it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. You have to fake it till you make it. You have to. It's true. Yes, you have to get to the point, Kate, where you're going to say, okay, all right, I'm going to let the laws of magic happen in my life. I will mm-hmm. look at what I have and say, I am so grateful and appreciative for exactly what I do have. And I'm going to show God that that I will just adore my life. Even if nothing else happened for me ever in my life, I'm going to show God and the angels how blessed I truly am. And once you send out that vibrational frequency, and your energies align with that, then the universe will say, look how blessed she is. Let's send her more blessings.
Oh, I like that.
Let's fill up her intentions. And all we are is pure intention. So wish, dream, desire, all those heartfelt longings in your heart, but don't tell the universe how and when it has to turn up. Yes, have those vision boards, have your affirmations and all that, but if you don't energetically align with being rich, prosperous, wealthy, and abundant with exactly what you do have now, you're not going to get any more.
Yeah, I got it, and I have been getting it. It's just I got to believe it.
That's why gratitude journals work.
Right.
Write down five things at the end of the day, what you're grateful for. I mean, I tell that extraordinary story about that client of mine who divorced a very wealthy man, and then she had to live in a very small apartment. And she came to me. She was riddled with depression and back problems and shortness of breath and all of these things. And, she said, I hate my life now. I hate my small apartment. It's dingy. It's dark. It's all these things. I've looked for another apartment, and I can't get anything else. And I said, you know what? You're not going to get anything else until you clean the apartment that you're in now. She never even cleaned it when she moved in because she hates it so much. And I said, the universe is waiting for you to love what you have now in order to raise your vibrations and send you something different. So I told her, I know your finances are strapped a little bit, but go to the dollar store, buy plastic flowers, get candles, get room scent, get posters or whatever, and enliven your environment. Clean it, open the windows, have fresh air coming in. Anyway, long story short, she did this for about 4 weeks, and then she heard a knock on the door, and it was the manager of the apartment complex that came to her and said, look, you've been living here for quite some time, and my wife and I are moving back east, and we are going to be needing somebody to take over the managerial position. Would you like to take it? And she said, well, I might be interested. Tell me more about it. He said, one of the great things is that it comes with our apartment. And our apartment is a two-story. It was 2.5, almost 3 times larger than her apartment. You're paying about $1,100 in rent now. He says, being the manager of the complex, we only pay $500 a month.
Wow. Wow.
And that came from her switching her energy. So I'm going to the cards, and I'm going to pick a couple of cards here and see what comes out for the love of faith.
I also need to clear the clutter, too.
There you go. Three tiles. I have told people over the last 10 years that the grandest thing that you can ever do is a portion one day a week and get up early in the morning, throw every window open, put on your favorite rock music or all those tunes that you love to dance to, get a pair of gloves, garbage bags, and what's going to be thrown out, what's going to be given to Goodwill, and what can be given to friends and family. And then you go like the clappers, and you don't stop until it's all finished. And, you can order in some takeout, or you can go to a favorite cafe for a munch and then come back to it. But this will bring in the new, I can guarantee you. Okay, let's go to some of those cards. Okay, the first card is the Five of Cups, and saying that this sad little being who's looking at the three cups that are spilled is not noticing the two cups that are overflowing and brimming over in back of him. Okay, put your focus on what you do have, on your blessings, and how rich you are. and change that energy. The second one is the Justice card. Oh, great. Okay, this card is aligning yourself with your abundant nature, and then truth will appear in front of you. Well, it's not that you're trying to align yourself with something when your energies are not commensurate with it. And then the next card coming out is the Three of Cups. It's the celebration. It's the celebration of the celebration of the new coming in. So get yourself a nice new pair of gloves and have fun cleaning it up.
Okay.
All right, Kate. That's okay. They are good cards. Okay, I'm sending you lots of love. Have an absolutely amazing day.
Thank you. You too.
Take care. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Oh, we've got about 4 minutes left, listeners. Just to tell you, I recently had a conversation with a friend who just finished her first book, and she's in the process of getting it published. In speaking about a mutual acquaintance of ours, she said in a longing way, "I just don't get it. This person is so business-driven and all-consumed with goals and results, and all she does not seem to be spiritual at all, and she already has a multiple book deal. How is that possible? I wish I was where she is." And the Posse of Angels immediately said, "Do not wish to have anybody else's life, and do not compare yourself with others and their accomplishments, for the path along their journey in life is not your journey, and the people that they need to connect with under those perfectly orchestrated synchronicities by God and the angels are not yours. Focus and remain committed to your own journey, and do not covet and long for another person's life. Polish your own diamonds, and their brightness will attract just the right people, connections and opportunities that you need for your own journey in life. With your attention on your own life, your gifts and talents, one can firmly be in touch with their own special brand of uniqueness and not longing for what someone else has." I asked this friend, who's in the process of publishing her book, if she really knew in her heart that everything happens for her highest good, and she immediately said yes, but that it was so frustrating and hard to wait for success while it seemed to come so easily to others. I told her that the unfolding of her book and being published was happening in the most divine timing, which was the perfect outcome for the greatest good of herself and the greatest good of all concerned, allowing things to unfold in God's timing. We show the universe that we have faith and trust in the divine plan. You know, a lot of time, people are pretty content with their little slice of life and only seem to get off course when they do start to compare their lives with others. And one of the greatest culprits that seems to distract us is the media. So we are such a media-driven society that we get our cues from whether we're happy or not by comparing ourselves with things on the internet, TV, and movies. Never compare your life with anyone else's on a movie or TV, because that person's life was written by a screenwriter while your life is co-created by the hand of God. The Posse of Angels wants to point out that even if we do not compare ourselves with others, comparing our lives and experiences now with things that have happened in the past is ludicrous. The reason for this is that the past that you previously constructed was by a person who you are no longer. That person doesn't anymore. So, and really, why would you compare yourself with others? No one in the entire world can do a better job of being you than you. Thank you, and that just about wraps up the show for today. Thank you to all my callers, to those listeners tuning in. Don't forget that Angel Healing House Radio airs every week on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And if you'd like to receive my wonderful newsletter, please send me an email request to Candy, C-A-N-D-Y, at angelhealinghouse.com. And to purchase a copy of my inspirational book, Angels of Faith, and my beautifully professionally recorded guided angel meditation CD, Letting Go of Concerns and Living in the Now, please go to www.angelhealinghouse.com. And if you'd like an angel reading, an intuitive counseling, or Reiki healing session, please call me at 831-277-3716. And I do this by phone, computer, and Skype, and distant healing with the Reiki healing session. Until next time, everyone, allow your radiant light to shine forth and fashion an absolutely beautiful life for yourself. Love and blessings. I can't wait to speak to you next week. Take care. Bye.
Mm-hmm.